As Wisconsin's population ages with a higher than average number of baby boomers, many seniors, families, and communities are worried about the impact of dementia.
One community is trying to get ahead of the issue. An effort in Watertown is trying to boost community awareness of the needs of people with dementia and to help churches, businesses, and other organizations help create a more welcoming environment.
Jan Zimmerman joins us now. She's Director of Dementia Outreach and Education for the Lutheran Home Association, and she's President of the Watertown Dementia Awareness Coalition. Jan, thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, what led to this effort to make Watertown a more welcoming community for people with dementia?
Well, I work for the Lutheran Home Association of Belle Plaine, Minnesota, which is a national leader with dementia care services and awareness. And at one of the administrators' meeting, Lori LeBay was there from Alzheimer's Speaks, and I was just very impressed with her passion. And as we talked about what we were going to do for our annual aging and dementia workshop, I realized that we have addressed dementia with the community members, care partners, those living with dementia, healthcare, but we really hadn't looked at the community and businesses. So I did an internet search to see what was out there and what other communities were doing in the United States so that we could possibly go forward and look at making Watertown more dementia aware, dementia friendly. And I could not find anything. It was all reference to the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, etc. And I really felt it was a shame that the United States wasn't a leader in this. So we decided that year we were going to focus our training on making the community more dementia-aware and dementia-friendly. And that's kind of what motivated us to get started on this.
Well, let's start with the awareness part of it. Dementia is something that people maybe don't want to talk about until or maybe even if it affects them or their family. So is step one just getting people talking about this?
That's the number one thing, is just start talking. We can't find a solution if nobody's willing to talk about it. One of the biggest hurdles that we've had is finding those diagnosed with dementia who are willing to talk with us and let their voice be heard. Even family members don't want to talk about it. And so we are working towards making it less frightening to talk about it. There's a big stigma still associated with dementia. It used to be cancer had that stigma, and nobody would talk about the cancer. They wouldn't even say the word. It'd be the big C. But now people talk about it very openly, and it's getting the research attention that it needs. Well, dementia isn't there now. So we need to get people to start talking about it and not be afraid of it.
And not just talking about it, but talking to people with dementia. I understand people with dementia out in their community can feel very disconnected from their communities. So what are you looking at from people out and about to get them talking to people who have dementia, their neighbors, their fellow churchgoers, that sort of thing?
There is, as I said, very much the stigma. A number of people, and it just breaks my heart every time I hear it, they'll tell me that when they tell friends that they have dementia or maybe their spouse has dementia, there's this immediate, they said, it's almost a physical withdrawal that you'll see. They won't look at them in the eyes anymore. They talk about, oh, I'm so sorry, you're having to suffer with this. And their friends start to fade away and family members start to fade away as well. So what we're doing is providing education out in the community so that there's more of a public awareness. We are businesses who have received the education for it and are willing to look at ways that their environment can be a little more dementia-friendly. We'll earn the Purple Angel. And then that will be put into their window so that people walking by know that this is a business who understand that there may be some different needs with somebody with some cognitive or memory loss, and that they're willing to work with them, and they've had the training on how to work with them in a dignified, respectful manner.
And Jan, as I understand it, you're helping provide business owners tools to help train their staff, the people who are actually interacting with customers.
Correct, correct. We go into businesses and we do one-on-one training with them. We also have written materials and handouts that they can use to review the information, or if they have new staff, they can pass that on to them. We don't expect anybody to become dementia specialists, but we do want them to realize that there are actual physical changes that are going on. It is brain failure. It's not somebody just being stubborn or being non-compliant, as some people will say, but their brain is actually dying, and they can't help having problems with the memory, having problems with communication, etc.
We're talking to Jan Zimmerman with the Watertown Dementia Awareness Coalition, looking at efforts to make Watertown a better place to live for people who have dementia.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Are you doing things like this in your community? Do you have questions about how this might work? And if you deal with dementia in your family or in your work, what challenges do you see and what solutions? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We continue our conversation with Jan Zimmerman from the Watertown Dementia Awareness Coalition about creating a dementia-friendly community.
And you can join us now at 800-642-1234. If you're dealing with dementia yourself or in your family, what are the obstacles in your community? What could your community do better to make it a better place to live? Also, if you have questions for our guest about how to do something like this in your community, you can also call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. And Jan, I promised I'd talk to you about how to have a conversation with people with dementia, because you mentioned that people cut themselves off. Maybe it's just because of not knowing how to have that conversation. Do you have some advice?
Yeah, there are some real communication concerns when a person has a diagnosis of dementia. They a lot of times have problems following conversation. They'll lose a train of thought. They may have problems finding words. They may use the familiar words repetitively. They may invent new words in order to describe objects. And they may have problems developing an organization to their words. It doesn't make a lot of sense to them. So the way we respond to this is being understanding and encouraging them to take their time. The words you don't want in your vocabulary when talking to somebody with dementia is, do you remember? Don't you remember? Because that's the issue, is they do not remember. And it easily frustrates them, and trying to get them to remember just does not work. Also learning the words, I'm sorry, and you're right. just because so often somebody once said, it's not the problem that they're confused. It's the problem that I'm confused trying to understand what they're saying. And so often that's what it is.
And one suggestion I've heard, and it goes along with you saying, you know, don't go, don't you remember, is that use what's there. Work with what's there now. Don't try to recapture what's been lost.
That's it. They live in the here and now, and when you're with somebody with dementia, you need to live in their here and now. They may be in a past time, which to you and I are thinking, okay, that's history. But for them, they are literally in that time, and they may be 20 years old. And so it may be that a husband will come up to his wife and try to kiss her, and she'll just get all freaked out because who is this old man trying to kiss her? Well, I'm your husband. Well, no, you're not. She's 20. Therefore, her husband must be 20. And so they are literally in that time. So you need to be with them in that time.
I've seen efforts elsewhere, including in Milwaukee, to promote a creative expression for people with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. Is that part of what you're working on in Watertown?
It is. Part of the brain that kind of hangs on is the creative side of the brain. And so they respond to music and art, literature, longer than they do with some of their other senses. And so there are Memories in the Making, which is an art program, and Heritage Homes is quite active in this area with doing that, where they are expressing themselves through art. And while the pictures are nice, what is really captivating are the stories that all of a sudden they can tell that maybe they haven't been able to communicate and share before. There are music programs that are out there that music will touch part of the people's soul for a long time. And so they have developed personal playlists for music that meant something to them. And it might be music from the 30s, 40s, and 50s because that is what they remember because it's in the longer memory part of their brain.
So you're working on a lot of fronts here, businesses, arts and culture, community members getting involved. Are you having people come to you from outside of Watertown saying, hey, we want to do some of this stuff. Could you be a model? Could you tell us what we can do?
Oh, yeah. We had no idea that when we did this, it was going to get the attention that it did and that, you know, it had spread as much as it did. West Bend, Middleton, Morrison, Jackson, Jefferson County, Dodge County, they've all been in conversation with me on what things that they could do. Jefferson and Dodge County have dementia specialists, and quite often we will collaborate and talk about what they are doing and what we're doing and how we can assist each other. I've gotten calls across the nation, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Florida, Illinois, Washington. They all want to know what they can do to start something in their communities. And a lot of them are either small businesses who say, hey, this is really important, or they're single individuals who are saying, this is something that has to get started. And so it's these grassroots movements that are really moving this forward.
And Jan, as we wrap up, I know you're in contact with people who have dementia in the Watertown area. Are you at a point where you think this is starting to make an improvement in their lives, let them participate as fully as they can?
It is starting. Not as much as I would like to see, but it is starting. We had one person who had questions, and they were walking down the street and saw a purple angel in a window. And so they stopped in and said, you know, hey, I saw your purple angel. I have some questions. Where can I go to for answers? So they're starting to associate the purple angel with a business that's dementia aware, dementia friendly, and that could be a possible resource or direct them to a resource that they need.
Jan, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this effort.
You're more than welcome.
We've been talking to Jan Zimmerman. She's Director of Dementia Outreach and Education for the Lutheran Home Association. She's president of the Watertown Dementia Awareness Coalition.